Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio. Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Pole Taker, the Pole Taker.
Hey, hey, it's Faith Evans, and you are listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl, Nadine.
Bodega Fresh. Bodega Fresh.
I ain't trying to be no D-boy. I love music, I'm a B-boy. Are you the undercover or the decoy? I'm heavy with the D, trouble T-boy. A pit with no muscle, about to bust your bubble like a keloid. Too much marijuana got me peanut. I'm killing instrumentals with that all so simple, can it be boy? Shout to Lil C's, B.I.G. boy. And Funk Dr. Spock, I mean Red Menace, not Leonard Nimoy. 88 keys on the keyboard, I'm down to catch wreck. Take them first three letters out of record. It's meth, you heard it through the wire, I could be more. Or washed up like Sunny Black's body on the seashore. That's a problem, I could be yours. A monster without the mad scientist and Igor. I've heard it before, a third of these boys got murder raps and never even murdered before.
Keep watch, lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked, I'm calling all G's from each block. From each block, keep watch. Lay niggas out there could get rocks. Run these streets out here, don't need cops.
Yeah,
code name Sensei. I live what my pen say. Game Hall of Fame flow is MJ. Muy caliente. Je m'appelle Rebel Capiche, comprende? Son, I'm touching them up. Trust, I'm like Justin Tuck. How they duck in the rush? Trying to break bad, you catch a bad break. Like I own a bake shop, how I stack cake. Greatness is nothing, stack the next Nike ad. Wifey bad, and my life got him slightly mad. Cause I shine like chrome in July. So your eye, open your eyes, notice the lie. DEA say I'm drugging them. I get to leaning hard, I get the fiends to nod. I mean they loving them. All here, your highness, terrific win. Put a so-called beast in this place, Pacific Rim.
Keep watch, lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked, I'm calling all G's from each block. From each block, keep watch. Lay niggas out there could get rocks. Run these streets out here, don't need cops. I'm calling all G's from each block. From each block,
foul ass police, crooked ass friends. I don't give a fuck, yo, the drama never ends. I'm a project nigga, I don't care about the bands. Plus I had a lot of chicks, you can have those bitches. But I murder your blood clot if you touch my riches. Yeah, crazy ass skipper, I be in the slums, nigga. Fuck where I come from, I'm a quiet gangster, nigga. First I get you comfortable, then I start shanking niggas. Park Hill coders don't violate the family. Brother to brother, it's no snakes in the amnesty. I come through wildin' on some Wu-Tang Kennedy. Googly-eyed nigga, chop his face in the ministry. Never scared to do the time, fuck the penitentiary. Leave a bunch of dead niggas, don't forget to mention me. The angel rap, the unordinary light. Already did what I was going through before you even got the mic.
We left a large solar cloud distinguished by size. Interaction with the wise and civilized. The mind caused matter to fall into a center. A great deal of heat that irradiate Virginia. From out of this collision, the central core became thick enough to trap its own light and bring vision. Each drop full of hip-hop energy. Balance on all sides, such great symmetry. The bars unlock the power of the stars. The mirror and the telescope pinpoint the guards from a distance, acting as a guiding coach. Analyze the board, universal approach. Retune the soul to a certain pitch, changing the frequency frequently, hitting a certain switch. The love is paramount, the connect is brotherly. Respect for the intellect and broad discovery.
Keep watch, lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked, I'm calling all G's from each block. From each block, keep watch. Lay niggas out there could get rocks. Run these streets out here, don't need cops. I'm calling all G's from each block. From each block.
Yeah, yeah, what up, y'all? This is Punchline right here. Punch of Words, EMC and all that. The underground superstar. And I'm rocking with my girl Nadine. Bodega Fresh Radio. Y'all know what it is.
What's up, this is Boyz Brown, and you are listening to Bodega Fresh Radio with my homegirl, Nadine.
This is a big
Bodega Fresh. Rash.
Yeah, I'm the D to the. Yeah.
Vocabulary spills, I'm ill. Plasmatic, and I'll leave your brain stimulated.
Yo, I speak divine, I got theories, no need to be high. Always exhale the facts, I don't inhale lie. Play the greater, maintain the bounce off my loss. I'ma earn the acres, the house, and the horse. Of course, it's much greater than your Benz elect. The engine to my comprehension is the apex. Uh-huh. Too complex, affects me live like dodge. Making moves down south to avoid the pole. I never flaunt the coin, cause I'm dead as PKs. Then call me Luther, man, they say my style's so amazing. Phasing those supposed to have the last laugh. Even when I'm gone, I'm reappearing in the ass. I have to send respects to real money makers. Do not connect me, see your champagne hoes. Ayo, taste the quarter pound from here to New York. Don't swine, don't eat no pork. Who am I? The D to the... Hey, and I'm the P to the...
Now leave your brain stimulated.
Yep, I'm the most cold, east and flame. Drop my knowledge that little on your New York page. It's me, wonder why, place to be. Certified as superior MC. While others explore to make a hardcore, I make it hardcore. Whack and seize to even step inside the door. Rap, rhyme me sometime. When we get the racing on the mic, we line up to see the lyrical killing. St. Eagles on the ceiling, my rhyme escalates like black death rates over musical plates being played as the rule. Kids thinking, stepping to the crew, you label fools who claim to drop jewels. But for now, y'all do the catching. We don't give a shit on what crew you run or what section of earth you reside. You're not even a man, nigga. Yo, you're not even a man, nigga. And I'm a man cause a man say so for the light. You cry keeping it real, you should try keeping it right. Understanding microphone, mathematics. These are currency and temporary world status. And when one shows, he pose the threat that this one will make that one into none. Simple equation,
zero.
You shouldn't play,
hero.
If you can't stand strong like the island I'm from, and I'm the P to the...
Yeah, yeah.
Bodega. Fresh.
Yeah. Back up in this. Come on, man.
Y'all some cake twist ass. Again, real, man. I'm Stan Smith. You hate me now. You can't stand Smith. I'm leather with suede tips. You can't lay you out, put you to sleep on the canvas. I'm not trying to box with a gun. Let the rounds off. I went unanimously. Let the rounds off. In your face, cause my mic is a magnum. See me and your chick, we go back like Cro-Magnon. Man, we did it in the back of your magnum. I said, put them lifestyles back. Give me the magnum. They love it when I tie them up and I gag them. Sometimes I don't even use rope, but I... She said she loves to run the double up on it. Turn around and put the bubble up on it. Not from the mad high, but she was on the nuggets. And all I needed was large fries and nuggets. Hit her with the sweet and sour sauce. Now she can sell a cocktail better than a Molotov. PM, put her to bed like Tylenol. PM, I put her to bed. Everybody now.
Yeah, you know the drill is rap life, but to nap light, if to act right, rob the deals when the n- can actually rap right. It's a mirror to motherfuckers who ain't rap right.
I say Ricky Ticky Timbo, no style Rimbo, Chari Ariucci, Pip Perry Pimbo, spikes on my mic device, slice like Kimbo, toxic in the pocket lock, box like Bento, the fofo on, cuz, and the cut and focus, actually, why focus? Niggas that run up on you in these streets, they don't love you. These chicken heads just wanna kiss you and hug you. That's why I roll with Diamond Man, that's the bodyguard. I don't even have to stress out a bodyguard. Hacking like he made a stone, he ain't hardly hard. Feeding you Pedialyte with media nutrition. That's the meaning of sick, and he needs a pediatrician. What the media likes, I make the media rage. Unwittable on my Wikipedia page. Everybody,
yeah, you know the drill is rap life. Who's singing them nap lights? Who's see them act right? Rob the deals when the n- can actually rap right. It's a mirror to motherfuckers who ain't rap right. Yeah, you know the drill is rap life. Who's singing them nap lights? Who's see them act right? Rob the deals when the n- can actually rap right. It's a mirror to motherfuckers who ain't rap right.
yo, it's your boy Salmon, you know what it is. You're tuned in to Bodega Fresh. Salmon in the building. My girl Nadine, one love, let's go.
Bodega, Bodega. Fresh. Fresh.
Yo. Hey, yo, man. Fuck y'all, think y'all talk. Hey, yo, man.
Fuck Bodega, Bodega. Fresh. Fresh.
Hey, yo, man. Fuck y'all, think y'all talk. I mean, I don't know what that shit is. This shit right here. Yeah. None of them good, they all garbage. All of them novice. Should invest, stay the best of targets. This hot shit that hit them and collide in their conscience. But talking outside of their conscience. Coincide of how soft it. Something wrong with me, I'm all shit. Beyond the most secular songs, subliminal shit that the rest of them all. Speak my name, you get torn to pieces. Nailed to death and hung from your thesis. Left dead dangling, lungs touching your sneakers. Blood flooding your pieces. Sound muffled, ground crumbled. There's nowhere firm for you to stand. It's clear and evident you ain't learned to use your hands. You would accept the burn if you was a man. But you scared to even breathe near the directions of my square. And if you're too scared, I got something to fix. Yeah, shit slick, the fear shit. Move dead to air, bitch. Rap shit like fool. Sit on step to the stage to get the shoes. I'm treating this rap shit like fool. Talk to it. Yo, what the fuck y'all do? You rap it, you rap, niggas can all save it. Whatever you plan to bake, you plan flavor. No matter how y'all stretch it, covered in dress in the same touch of the face that you say and they can't pay shit. Nigga, you grew up in the birds, this ain't the same shit. I'll push your head off the pedestal, that's your brain shit. Kick the shit in the crowd, drilling the bang, bitch. This is the rapping while your body's still standing. Jamming like Uncle Bob, vibing with the whalers. Throwing competition in the coffin, sticking all the nails in. Take a bam, a lesson to a werewolf. Getting my feet on the beat and get your chair pulled. Right from up under your ass, and that's real. And I don't give a fuck if you like to, I feel. Just recognize the skill. And put the DM on the bill. I'm thinking this rap shit like fool. Sit on step to the stage to get the shoes.
Bodega, Bodega. Fresh. Fresh.
Okay. Yeah.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's Left Black of Top Collective. You already know the motto. Spread love. Uptown Wave. You listen to Bodega Fresh with my girl Nadine. That's Bodega Fresh with my girl Nadine. All right, y'all. One.
So strong. Yeah. Yeah. Fly than the rest of them. He don't play around, no, not to mess with him. Slap box with the best of them. If I could only see myself as they see the best of him. Is it me or the man next to them? I'm never right-handed, I'm right to the left of them. Hold up, yo. Let me introduce myself as Kev Brown. Don't get it confused with nobody else. Best dude you never heard of, right? I bet your girlfriend gave you her dub, right? Let me quote Rod Digger. Tight, go together like Ali. Tip and fight, low budget
yeah.
For life.
Trying to duck the frustration. What does it take? I'm at the home front pacing. Music to make, and that's the last thing on my plate. If I could write these bars for bills paid off, damn, I'm just glad I ain't laid off. Looking like time is short, so I sought the rhyme for sport. Lines to scorch, low budget, the new system came, carry the torch, and look to the most to pray to keep the team.
You never heard a combination more iller. I score like Miller for three when he was still in the league. My team killer, no filler between, it's all fire. So you fags hating better off drag racing on ball tires. A bad break, some poor alignment. I'm aligned with the DMV's finest. I see them C's whining. They better off singing like B and C whinings. Rhymes is on swole like G and C clients. Defiant. When you see me, you see Bryant. Jordan the James, I play the game like I'm bored with it. The more I spit at these lanes, the more they see trying. I'm done with them. Born, keep firing. Get them.
DMV's most lauded. All I talk is real talk, and I get applauded. Oh, GK, get you retarded. I ain't on that dumb shit. Rap like I'm starving. Hiding the motherfucker, kicking over PK. Sidestep my right hand, Rosenberg my DJ. Used to rock out road homes in BK. Not New York, but be more my PK. I was on that dumb shit. I don't give a fuck, though. Who gon' pay my bills, boy? I'm about some bucks, bro. Only listen to niggas that did it big. They told me do it smarter than them. That's
from
what
the
I
will
did.
To steal. To the streets where we will and deal. A break beats, take heat, and skill to kill. From digital to the original, real or real. Create beef and we break teeth, steal your grill. It's martial law in these streets, a new regime is next. Sam Cooke predicted it, the f*** y'all expect. Don't get it confused, the crew is low budget and still we make moves. I'm so close I could taste it. Just hope it wasn't all in vain and time wasted. Crazy investment, insane, but it made sense. Now funky dividends generate to payment. While fame laments, I'm comforted by cream. Green's all I think of. More than a cheap cut, one I bought the ring for. Matrimony, cause the money, I'm a soulmate. Procreate paper to stay fresh like Colgate. We so straight.
Where should I begin? Right here, with the tip of my pen. I study everything like a scientist. Earth, wind, and fire, making it all blend. Tipping that dirty water to slaughter the first hand. Out of order, never that I'm still functioning. Dwelling on this earth amongst mortal men. Old head saying, oh, stay go again. More money spent on a lot of bullshit, but we gotta pay rent. Them dollars and them cents got these rappers on the fence with the skill. Yeah, we still represent. No budget.
Mic device, your demise in crisis. What I write, device, grip advocate of the right fist. Throwing myself forward with an ambidextrous mic grip. I single-handedly manhandle this mic, bitch. This man will win a test and a strip of the profession. Walk around and talk in your town and leave you stressed. And the pivot is progressive. Forget swagger, I'm defined by a different lesson. And low budget is confession.
Alright, yeah, what's good out there? Psycho Less. Right now you're listening to Bodega Fresh with my homegirl, Main Theme. Let's do it. Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? This is Mr. Complex, you know what I'm saying? Sitting here, we listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl, my big sister, Sister Love Love, Nadine. Yes, yes. Peace.
This is that King Kong love. This is what you've been dreaming of. I can't describe this feeling. Makes me wanna climb a building. This is that King Kong love. This is what you've been dreaming of. Can't describe this feeling. Make me wanna climb a building.
After we finish feasting, we look in each and other's eyes. We smile like wild, like how we surprised ourselves. It's like we fell into a portal. Unreal, I made you feel immortal. You're glistening, your body's talking, I'm listening. You walk off naked to the bathroom, I'm whistling. Yes, baby girl, so much more to come. I get up in the mirror, I beat on my chest like a drum. Truly enormous when you put on your performance. Busy like five beehives and two horny hornets. The honey was dripping, yeah, I wasn't tripping. Love juice was flowing, potion number nine sipping. Straight to the head like New Year's Eve. We do things in the bedroom you wouldn't believe. At a concentrated level, yo, you cannot conceive, yo.
This is that King Kong love. This is what you've been dreaming of.
Makes me wanna climb a building. This is that King Kong love. This is what you've been dreaming of. Can't describe this feeling. Makes me wanna climb a building.
Some man try to take you away from me, I go ape shit. Don't even play with me. I be a mechanical hand smashing through this window. You didn't know I can go in so old-fashioned passion smashing. I get so barbaric with it. Be that black and white action. That's a cult classic, true romance. While I go up against the world, I just wanna see you dance. Spin for me slow, so sensual. Look what we took, you just make the face. Laughing at you, I'm coming out.
way to Africa. It's pulsating, it's titillating. My music is in you, so stimulating. You need another training day to see how wild I be. Cause Denzel ain't got shit on me. Sounds so lovely, don't you agree? At the top of Empire State, that's where you find me.
This is that King Kong love. This is what you've been dreaming of. I can't describe this feeling. Makes me wanna climb a building. This is that King Kong love. This is what you've been dreaming of. Can't describe this feeling. Make me wanna climb a building.
What up, this is Focus, repping the Cosign, and I'm chilling with my homegirl Nadine on Bodega Fresh. Yeah.
In layman's terms, for you simple tens, I am something like you never heard. For free, all the rhythms mixed with every word. For you, don't mean nothing if you never heard of me. I don't flip any birds, it's true. What I got is like a better drug, and I do it better than most of y'all ever could. Y'all ain't strong enough even if you could get a shook. Get it? Good. Where the love at? Feels like I'm more like an orphan. Skip being hot cause it's more like I'm scorching. Cats hate me more than the law hates extortion or the Lord hates abortion. What I'm saying is more than important. More hip hop than a sourcing. Y'all can't harm me. God gave me more than endorphins. I rock hard, here's a portion. Struggling, people believe that I overflow with dough cause my name been bubbling. My mama need a house, nieces need a father. Wanna be there for my sisters but I'm moving farther. Waking up plenty days, don't wanna be bothered. Every time I leave the house I open my wallet, check my email, seeing what the business do. The internet got you all in my business too. What kind of car he drive, how he really living, is his wife cool or another Robin Gibbons? I just wanna make music for those that love it. When my love start to fade, who I'm turning to, and every word that I write you get a piece of me. I thank God for my dreams that are coming true. I'm just an actor, this another scene from the story of my life. Every day's an opening, I mean.
You suckers to play the target, man, about my business. And I'm so serious about my product. Back up, back up. Talk smack if you wanna. You be floating with the angels, not the ones in the outfield, but the ones you see when you starting to get your ass killed. Shouldn't talk to trash, you talk that it is filled all over that street. And if you got a script that's built off the concrete with the shovels, ain't nothing sweet. Trash, you been talking, had your bump next to these people's the deep blue. CB4, y'all envy that phony dude. And that there ain't cool, sucker boy. I swear you wanna be out of this world and not to be blast you off. And send you off into another dimension. This other dance with the hammer. And I ain't talking about the ones that went bankrupt. It ain't broke, boy, it worked well.
Yeah. No love, nowhere, nowhere around, nowhere. Price is going up.
John Don repping that joke, the nephew y'all. And I'm here on the second with 18 on Bodega Fresh. He's a lot, you know what I mean?
What's going on, niggas and bitches? It's your girl, Lady Gluff. And you're now tuned in to Bodega Fresh Radio, where we're talking about everything from independent artists to you bitches out there with fake booty shots and fake titties. Hey, Nate, tell these niggas to keep it locked. Speak up, you're turning everybody on with your sex operator voice. Meow.
Bodega. Bodega. Fresh. Fresh.
Fresh. Oh. So you can say so. Beat is crazy. Yeah, you got oodles and oodles of O's, you know. You get them from a sister, you get them from a bro. All there is man and one scenario. I'm a solid gold, I don't pass the glow. Yes, I guess it's reflex, some have no control. I'd rather let a laughter tally off I go. Canoeing up the river or out into the old. You just know me now, so not play the role. Some are lovey-dovey, I a crazy crow. Some shake your hand, but this is called a show. I was John Doe, now I'm David Jolicoe. Kiss with the witness, and now I adore. O's got the world, cause O's is on tour. Girls gave the O's know my niggas for sure. Where they arose, well nobody knows. And what do they mean? I mean, this is how it goes. Well, no shoots got the O, well you hold the dough. You know who you are, but they didn't know. And now with respect, they flex like a pro. You first another nigga, but now last of the fast love pipes at your dough. In your eye burning like grub and alcohol. Native is the tongue that speaks the guacamole. Kinfolk play this in stereo. Janice lay a part of a herd of a show. Pons prints the piece on jeans of Jabos, but let the herd know. Beef you wanna throw, lunges and punches, it's what we'll bestow. Oodles of O's, I ask my O's and mic check. O's take the shape of medallions and specs. Don't forget the O's to let the air in my nose. Breathe in the fresh, they'll hit the roads. Girl, that's clicks, and I'll block the poles. Eat the Al Green. Yo, my nigga Mace got something to say, and it go.
Peace, peace. What's going on? This is Hassan Salam representing Fifth Column, Rebel Army of Viper Records. New album, Life in Black and White, coming out real soon. And you listening to my girl, Nadine, right now on Bodega Fresh Radio. And I'm talking Bodega Fresh, not the bodega that got the 20-pound cat sleeping on a can of pinto beans. I'm talking fresh. You understand that? Peace.
Bodega, Bodega Fresh. Fresh.
Slow pace in the fast lane with no brakes. I'm on a mission to Mars, just trying to be light years ahead by far. It's so great at what I do, you can't fake on my star. This is true, I'm up nights to nothing nice. And getting loose, you too uptight. Forget the noose, live a little this one time. No second chance, there is no riddle, just punchlines and circumstance. Wish I was joking though, this is what I'm going for. To do it like I'm so-and-so. Cause when you think you special, they come get you off your totem pole. I just keep it low and probing. Do moment to moment, throw them most for knowing which won't be disclosed until I overdose. Doing it the different, every breath without the roses though. Cause I don't need no help, I'm waking up right on my own. And no, I don't have a limit, I'm just living like the road is closed. Driving at a pace, the Cadillac container odor. I'm just trying to keep together whatever can be severed. I'm moving through the motion of forever. I tell ya that nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. I'm just trying to keep together whatever can be severed. I'm moving through the motion of forever. I tell ya that nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never.
Well, if I could do nothing for something, it would be great. But doing something for nothing is more likely the case. They be calling it freelancing instead of a lack of pay. Listen, I don't give a fuck what you say. Cut the check, we highly competitive in this state. Cut the neck as we talk to get ahead in this space. Voice filling, the noise killing, the solitude. I'm unfamiliar with silence, ain't on my longitude. Ain't one for rising, expanding, cause man, I'm on the move. I'm on a mission to Mars, and my body's on the moon. Recording what I'm going through like I'm feeling it more than you. Heart of an artist, romanticizing the process as if I feel it the hardest. Cause I am always the target, making myself a such. A selfish clutch as I'm grasping this enemy gets enough. Troubles ain't in the bluff and the solve them ain't really tough. I just hope my passion make me go nuts. I'm just trying to keep together, whatever can be severed. My movement through the motion of forever. I tell ya, that nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. I'm just trying to keep together, whatever can be severed. My movement through the motion of forever. I tell ya, that nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never.
Bodega, fresh.
Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. Your girl Nadine is back, and I have a returning guest that was on my show maybe a year. Go, wow, yeah, time really flies, but this is a real great brother I have on the line, a really dope MC, and he's doing so many different things, not just in hip-hop, but also in nonprofit, and some of a bit of a surprise that some of you may not know. So I want to welcome back to the show Hassan Salam. What's up, Hassan?
Peace, how you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for coming back onto the show. You've been a busy, busy man. I mean, the last time I had you on the show was last year, and we were talking about Music Is My Weapon. We have another project coming out, and I don't want to mess up the name, but what's it?
Life in Black and White.
Life in Black and White is coming out. You've done a lot of different things, and there's an update about the village that you're helping in the continent of South Africa, and we're going to talk about that. But, you know, how's everything been going? How you been doing?
Everything has been blessed. I can't complain. Just, you know, working hard, venturing out into some other things, and, you know, just keeping constantly busy and really trying to live by my motto that, you know, life is art. So I keep trying to add on to the painting, you know?
Yeah. And not only that, you also just came off of a tour. What was the name of that tour? It was with Brother Ali.
I was on the War and Peace tour with Brother Ali and the General Immortal Technique, you know?
That had to be crazy. I mean, where did you guys tour to?
I was on one third of the tour. So I was on Southern California, mm-hmm. Arizona, which was like the hottest place I've ever been in my life.
Arizona?
It was so hot. It was dry heat, though. It was dry heat.
Mm.
It's funny. Like, there's certain times where I say, this place is in America that's hotter than Africa to me. Like, Mississippi was hotter than Africa to me. I was in Mississippi in August and was sweating. I never knew that was possible. But that's a whole other story, right? We was in Arizona. Then we went our way up. We went to my favorite legalized state of Colorado.
Nice.
We went to, what else? It was all over the place. We went to Indiana, Kentucky, Chicago, Illinois. My first time ever rocking Detroit. I like it out there. Shout out to Detroit. Madison, Wisconsin. They showed me mad love in Madison, Wisconsin.
I was going to ask you, like, yo, these Midwest states, how do they receive and how is the crowd there? How do they
Live out there, like, on some real, shout out to the Midwest, man, shout out to the Midwest. There's a lot of love out there. Like, anytime I've been to Chicago, I got a lot of, you know, Rebel Diaz, and then they from Chicago. First time I ever toured out in, like, the Illinois area was with Rebel Diaz, and it's always been a lot of love in Illinois. For some reason, everybody's like, yo, they would love you in Detroit. I've never been to Detroit, so this tour, got to make it out there.
Right.
Really blessed. I had a great time out there. Got on the pool table, you know, which is my favorite pastime on tour. Working people in pool. We went Omaha. We went Omaha, Nebraska, and we was playing. They had a pool table in the venue. And no offense to any of the supporters of my music that I've whooped in pool, you know. I appreciate the support, but don't try to step to me on that pool table. You know what I mean? I does my thing.
Must
on
have
there.
Been whooping some ass on the pool table in Omaha, Nebraska. You just set the tone right now.
Yo, they have some amazing brisket out there. Thank you, Poison Pen, for putting me on to the brisket. You know, it was a really dope tour because it was like Poison Pen, Iso, Vine, you know,
wow.
Just the J. Arch, Southpaw. It was live on that joint.
It's a nice tour too. And
this is not my. This wasn't my first one, but it was just dope because it was like the Rhymesayers crew, and then Viper Records, Rebel Army team. So, you know, I got to learn a little bit more about their crew, what they stand for, what they do, all their music and all that. It was really blessed.
Man, that's really fly that you got to tour with all these great people and you met all these great people along the way and got to know them and everything. So, I mean, you were doing the tour and then I just saw on your site an update about the music, not the music program, the water program that you had in, you know, in Radio. And raising funds with, and you actually, that came to fruition. Tell me about what happened there, because last I spoke to you, you were working on it. You were raising money for it. So now what has happened?
Well, we have completed the well. We've completed the school, and we've completed the framework and the structure for the medical facility. Right now we're working on getting solar panels for the top of the medical facility because the thing is, you know, when Doctors Without Borders or just, you know, medical people in general who come there to donate their time, when they work through the day and it starts getting dark out there, they have to do operations or work with patients by torchlight, which is not always, which is not always conducive to getting the best care and best quality of treatment. So,
right.
We're working on getting these solar panels put up because there's no electricity out there. It's way, way out. You know, it's way, way out there. So we're trying to – that's like the last thing that we want to complete. But the actual village of Djassi is in Guinea-Bissau, West Africa. And the greatest news that we've heard is that more people from other villages are relocating to go closer to Djassi because now they can also get fresh water, clean water, without having to walk, you know, 3-4 hours or, you know, deal with water that might be possibly contaminated. They can go to school because the school is for all ages. And, you know, the school that originally was about building the well in the school because the school used to get washed away every year when the rainy seasons came. Because it was originally built with like reeds and branches and things. And now we got a solid concrete structure up there that was, you know, built by the village. We put the money into it. We pulled the money from the sales of the album, and the people there built it, though. You know, it wasn't like we hired some foreign contractor to come in there and mess with nobody's village or ecosystem or anything like that. Everything there that was done in the way that it's been done there for thousands of years, the way they built the bricks, the way they built the well. Was done in the traditional way that they've been doing it for thousands of years. So, you know, I'm just, you know, looking forward to the day that I get to actually travel back and get back to Guinea-Bissau.
How did you get involved with this project?
Well, I was the first American hip-hop artist to ever perform in that country. Mm. And we got connected with them. It seems like yesterday to me, but I'm really thinking it was about 2-3 years ago now through Hip Hop Harmony. One of my partners, Raj Flo, from For the Love of Words, we were putting together what became Music Is My Weapon, originally to be a free project. And while we were out there, we met with Kobe on the Records, Brian King, Jay Manel, all these great people who are just like, you know, I don't know, it was a life-changing experience for me.
Right.
To actually be there, perform in Africa, everything we went through there, we actually got to teach a class, a creative writing class where we connected kids from Bissau with students in Harlem at the Albiso Campos School and students from a charter school in Queens. And we asked them questions and had them write, whether it be in poetry, rhyme, short story, any kind of creative writing form, about what they believed was important in the world, really. Like, we would ask questions to them, like, what does freedom mean to you? You know, and we would ask the kids here, what do you think life is like in Africa? What is life like here for you in the United States? And then we would ask kids over there, well, what is life like here for you in Guinea-Bissau? And what do you think life is like in the United States? And then just all these kind of questions about politics, things that most people don't ask children of that age group. And
right.
We got some of the greatest, most in-depth, on-point answers you can ever imagine. And because, you know, kids aren't tainted the way
right.
us adults are. So it was
exactly.
just, you know, unfiltered truth from children writing their experiences and ideas down. We have a lot of it up on YouTube if people want to check out the documentation of when we were in Senegal and Guinea-Bissau. And then also we have some of the children's writings up on my website. SongsAlongMusic.com. So it's just really powerful. And then when we got back, a sister named Devin Austin, she actually had, she's from Cali, and she had started doing donations to schools in Guinea-Bissau, because Guinea-Bissau is one of the three poorest countries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So she was doing things like raising money for dresses for little girls to be able to go to school. And then she got involved with wanting to build the school, the well, and a medical facility in Djibouti. So when she was looking up Guinea-Bissau, since, you know, my name now pops up as a performer, so she reached out
right.
to us like, hey, can we do a benefit concert? And we were like, well, why not just dedicate this entire album that we were working on towards Djibouti? Because, you know, an album's life is forever. You know, whenever
yeah.
somebody purchases on iTunes or from me at a show, that money can go directly there. If you do a show, the show is good, it's great, but then it's over.
Mm-hmm.
So now we can continue to contribute. Like, I tell people, that's not my album. That's the Jati's
right.
album. And I'm featured on it.
That's amazing, though. I mean, to be involved and to be a part of just talking to the children there and being a part of that whole relationship and helping out like that and just bringing water to the village that way, that's just amazing that you got to do that and your music brought you to that. Do you still speak on panels and have discussions about where hip-hop is? Because I remember the last time we spoke,
mm-hmm.
you know, we talked about how, you know, you're still dedicated to your work in the community. And one of those things where just happened to be in Africa, but you also here in America have also, you know, contributed to the youth at the monthly holding the food drive and things like that. So what's going on that end?
Well, actually, right now, the Food and Clothing Drive is restructuring. We're going to be working. We haven't done a few in a couple months, which is like the first time in about 7 years that we haven't. But, you know, certain people have graduated from the college we were working with and people have moved away and, you know, life happens. So we're restructuring,
right.
trying to figure out how we can rework it. But that's not something that's going to change. It'll be back soon, I'm sure, in some kind of other form, if not directly through us.
Right.
There are a lot of people still in Jersey City doing a lot of great things in our neighborhood, so we might just start donating directly, because we actually do work with different shelters now that we have built relationships with through the Food and Clothing Drive.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing it that way. But I still do lectures throughout the country on the history of Black music in America. I do a session called From the Spirituals to Hip Hop, and it talks about music, really where the title Music is My Weapon comes from, is music has always been a weapon for social change within the Black community here in America. You know, whether you think about it from the songs on the plantation where we had hidden messages to make sure when people knew when it was time to revolt or time to leave when Harriet Tubman came through, you know, or How to Learn Your Escape Route, all the way up to hip-hop with N.W.A. Fuck the Police. Like, we've always used our music to combat all of these atrocities and all of this oppression that we got against them.
Right. I mean, the music is not just the fact that it's a message to other people when we were speaking to other people, but also just like talked about a period of struggle. And then hip-hop came and was doing that, but now the way hip-hop is, of course, they're using it to kind of destroy and kind of deteriorate the minds of the youth.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of great hip-hop out there that's not doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if you look at the history, and that's one of the things, one of the things that I speak about is all of our music has, you know, people now, they might sit here and think like, oh, jazz is for old people. Or, you know, that's grandpa music or whatever. But if you look at artists like Duke Ellington, I mean, Duke Ellington has songs like Brown and Beige Fantasy. Duke Ellington put together a complete, what would have been the first all-black casted Broadway show. But then what happened was, you know, World War II started and people weren't ready for that on Broadway. But it was actually a complete musical that was going to be about the death of Jim Crow and destroying Jim Crow. Like, jazz music at its time, they used to call Duke Ellington's music jungle music because they were so afraid of it, and it was powerful. You know, not just Duke, but I mean, like, even if you think like John Coltrane, who had songs like Alabama, when they were talking about, you know, police brutality in Alabama, when they were sicking the dogs on us when we were trying to march, you know, like, jazz music is powerful. You look at rock and roll music, people now don't even really associate it with Black people. You know, but that's another music that we created from the blues. Like, everything comes from spirituals and the blues, you know, and those two musics were so important in us finding our voice here, you know, away from our homeland and not really even knowing anything about our homeland or where our homeland even was. But somehow Africa stayed with us and made its way into our music, because there are things in jazz, blues, rock and roll, and hip-hop that are so uniquely African, you know, like polyrhythmic sounds and all of these things, the griot, you know, real MCs are modern-day griot, you know, so all of this found its way through us. It's still with us. It's still in us. It's still in our veins. It's still in our heartbeat. So even though the powers that be are going to try to co-opt it. Like I always say, your enemy's never going to give you the best food. If you're going to corporate America to try to find hip-hop, you know, that's like going to Coca-Cola and asking for a healthy meal, or McDonald's or something. They're not going to give you nothing healthy.
Right. Exactly. I agree 100%. Because that's what the argument is always about, though, you know. But I always feel like artists like yourself and Mr. Complex or Polyrhythmatic or Shabam Sadiq, Poison Pen, Immortal Tech, you know, Narubi Selah, all these different type of artists that I've even had on the show, I don't know. I feel like they're superstars to me, because the music, the message in their music is amazing to me. The music itself, the production from different, even like the producers that are coming out are just amazing to me, that just, even out of Atlanta, You know, so it's like there's no really stopping what's going on or what's happening with hip-hop. You know, it's just
if you
decide on what kind of hip-hop you want to listen to. But to me,
if you think about it, when hip-hop was, when it was born, when it was, you know, what people refer to as this golden age and era, it wasn't pop music.
Right.
You weren't cat. Back in the day, they didn't play no hip-hop on VH1.
Mm-mm.
That shit was Celine Dion and Phil Collins. Michael Jackson was the only black person you would see on MTV.
That's
you
right.
know, so we don't got, we spend, I think, way too much time trying to be accepted by, you know, overall America. We shouldn't. We should
right.
we should take pride in ourselves. Like, I mean, personally, I thought Kendrick Lamar's album was genius. It's probably my favorite album of the year. Did I expect
mm-hmm.
him to win a Grammy? Not really.
Right.
Because the people who choose who wins a Grammy don't understand what he's talking about. So instead
mm-hmm.
of us all bitching and moaning about him not getting a Grammy, how come we don't support things like, you know, the Soul Train Awards or whatever? How come we let the Source Awards go to shit? You know, like, we should have our own, we should have our own awards that will actually appreciate the hard work, effort, time, and talent that our people put into our craft.
Definitely. I mean, we have let a lot of awards go to shit. You know what I mean? And even, like, some of our shows, like, you know, Yo MTV Raps, I never understood why that went away, but, you know.
Yeah, that was the greatest show ever.
That was the greatest show ever. I went to the Masters of Ceremony concert at Radio City Music Hall, and it was, like, Big Daddy Kane, Naughty by Nature, Ed Lover was there.
Ed Lover.
Who else was there?
Right.
EPMD. Right. They were there, and when Big Daddy Kane came out for the first time ever in my life, he did the symphony, and everyone was there. Everyone was there. Kool G Rap was there. Master Ace, Craig G, everyone was there. You know what I mean? And I never seen that in myself live, and I've been listening to hip-hop forever. I never seen that myself in my era when that was even out. I never even seen them do it together. I seen the video, you know what I'm saying? So it seemed like it was a first-time thing to me, and the arena was sold out, you know? And like you said, back then, those were these songs were coming out, like, back-to-back, but they weren't, like, hitting the radio. You wasn't hearing it on the radio, you know? But you definitely knew about it. How did that happen? Because we just happened to know, like, this hip-hop is coming up, it's coming out, and we had our ears to the streets. And that was how the hip-hop even bubbled up like that, you know?
When I think about it, people be, like, going to VH1 hip-hop honors and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said, that's cool. That's what's up. Thank you for recognizing hip-hop as a viable art form 20 years after the fact. You know, but I mean, when I go to Zulu Anniversary, that's where I should see everybody. That's where all these hip-hop stars need to be at, is the Zulu Anniversary.
Because
that's what we owe. That's where it started at. You know, things like that. That to me, that's hip-hop honor.
Right.
You know, but it still goes back to the same thing. Like my mother always said, you know, we see less black businesses now because when we marched during her generation, we marched so hard to sit at a white counter and stay in a white hotel that all the black counters and black hotels went out of business because you damn for sure know white folks wasn't going to the black hotels and sitting at the black counter, so now they ain't got no business.
Right,
so,
damn.
And it's not about being foul to anybody else, but you got to be good to yourself before you're going to be good to anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. But, I mean, with that being said, we got the rights to do things, and people take it for granted that we had those rights. Like, we could ride the train with people. We're working alongside people day in and day out, and that wasn't happening, you know, in the 60s, in the 50s, you know, like, I happened to watch, like, and this might sound corny, I happened to watch 42 the other day, And I grew up in Stanford, and 42 was about Jackie Robinson and him, you know, integrating baseball. And there was a scene in Stanford. He was in Stanford, Connecticut, I guess, for training, and this white man stopped by to tell him, like, he needs to get out of town. And I'm like, this is Stanford? You know what I mean? And I'm just like, yeah, of course it is. I mean, this is the 50s, late 40s going into the 50s. Yeah, that wasn't acceptable for you to even think that you could play baseball alongside a white man. You were taunted and you were spoken to like an animal. You were chased out of town. And, you know, people just really take that for granted nowadays, especially since we have the right to do all that, but we just didn't. And every day I'm thankful because of that and then because of the pioneers that did it before me. And we do forget, like, Martin Luther King Day just passed the other day, and when I was a kid, I remember we used to actually put on this little march to go up to the community center and have a whole day of activities about why this man has this holiday. And that's not happening now, you know, like, when I tell kids about the march, they're like, what march? What are you talking about? The community center is not doing that. I'm like, yeah, we used to do that when I was younger, but that's not happening right now, nowadays. Like, they're not putting it on for this generation that's behind us. There are some freedom fighters, you know what I mean? But
absolutely,
the generation that's behind us is, like, crazy. And to hear the youth speak, some of them are, they do have the lead, but a lot of them don't. There's so many people that are in despair. What do you say about that?
Well, I just want to say, like, I think Jackie Robinson, one of my personal heroes, like, he said one of the greatest quotes I've ever heard, that a life is unimportant except in the impact that it has on other lives. And it's one of, it's like, to me, that's the way we should live our lives, like, trying to help others and in whatever capacity we can. And I think with the younger generation right now, I mean, I see a lot of greatness in them. But I think for there's still a gap that we're experiencing from the generation of, let's say, I guess, our parents or our grandparents, because the 80s really, to me, like, destroyed a lot of that Black Power movement.
Mm-hmm.
It destroyed a lot of community. You know, what made us strong, what made us rise was our community, that same African proverb of it takes a village.
Right.
And now people are so individualized. Everybody, it's me, 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 me. iPhone, iPad, I am just me. You know what I mean? Like, that's really what the mentality is. And, you know, that added on to what we were just talking about earlier about kind of abandoning, you know, our own and fighting so hard to assimilate, it has left this generation with feeling less of a responsibility to do anything to bring up, you know, bring up their community, bring up their people. It's not as much
right.
of a sense of that, but there are still so many great things that we see now with, like, I see the youth now, like, more even so than our generation, feeling that they have to go to college or they have
yeah.
to be educated in some sense, or knowing computers and knowing how to work all this technology to their favor, even if they're not in college. Like, you know, I got, like, young hustlers, like, yo, I got my own clothing company, yo, I got this. I love seeing that, and I think that this
right.
generation is very, very much motivated for things like that. It's just, you know, every generation has its own hurdle to get over. You know, our hurdle to get over was the epidemic of crack cocaine through our community,
right.
whether it be addiction or violence or the destruction of the family unit, whatever it was, we just had a whole lot, and that was our generation. This next generation got to deal with technology and the destruction of interpersonal relationships. Like, people don't even know how to
right.
talk to anybody anymore without emoticons and shit. So,
yeah, or they're just texting the message or having cyber war. I don't know. Technology has also helped in a way to promote music and almost, you know, kind of dead that whole situation to be signed to a label in order to get people to hear your message, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's also a beautiful thing about technology. But, yeah, it has, like, kind of crumbled the whole interpersonal relationship with someone in a way, I find, you know what I mean? I used to love to do things that are more outgoing and or someone give me a call. I used to think that was a personal thing, right? Like, oh, I got a call. All right. You know what I mean? But I usually just get a text. Like, oh, I got a text. Okay. That means nothing to me. But, you know, it's just like this is like the world that we live in and the things that we deal with. But, you know, I think I could talk to you basically for another hour on a whole bunch of topics. But let's talk about Life in Black and White, which is due to come out. Let's talk a little bit about that album. Tell me, what can we expect?
Well, this album is everything. Like, it's just who I am. It's my life. I mean, all of my albums have followed a particular, they follow mathematics. You know, my first album was The Knowledge. The second was The Wisdom. It's The Understanding. This is me. You know, a lot of, it's one thing to sit here and say, you know, go out there and do things in your community. But if I don't give you a reason, if I don't show you some kind of beneficial result for everybody involved, you know, people are just going to be like, you know, you just lip professing and that ain't me. You know, anything that I speak about, you know, it's my life. And this album really is my life. You know, I talk a lot about experiences in my family that have brought me to the place that I am. I talk about between the time of my last album and this album, you know, I was engaged to be married and now I'm not, you know, so there was that going on for a period of time. I was without a home and I was just bouncing around and kind of living out my car. So people are seeing me on tour and I'm happy to be on tour because I'm sleeping in a bed for a change, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's as honest. It's just honesty on record, you know, good, bad, you know, there's some real upbeat, good time records on there, and there's some old shit that make you think you're listening to Otis Redding or something, you know what I mean? It is what it is, but I'm really proud of this project, and it's been years in the making, and I'm glad that it's finally coming out, and I'm glad that it's got a home.
All right, so when are we talking here? When are you saying?
The first single should be out by the springtime, and the full album will be out towards the beginning of the summer.
Okay, so we're going to get a little taste of that I could play tonight.
Oh, that you could play at night. I know we had to play it tonight.
No, like a little special sneak peek. We don't have to. I'm just wondering.
But once I have the sneak peek ready, I'm going to send it over to you to play on the
right.
show.
That
I got
sounds
you.
Good.
That's what it is.
That sounds good. Well, Hassan, I could talk to you forever, but we're going to have to get into some music tonight and definitely
yes.
some of your music. There's so much music for you, not only just from your solo stuff, but from collabos with all kinds of people. Who is your favorite people to collab with before I let you go?
Wow. Producers or other MCs?
Let's do like two of each. Let's start with MCs. I know that's like very narrow.
I mean, Rugged and Raw, of course. I mean, we made a whole damn album together. So I guess I got to like rapping with him at some point.
Right.
And then, I mean, honestly, I have to throw the whole Rebel Army into that because there's so much skill, and everybody's got their own voice, you know, like,
right.
Penn is like, that's like my big brother, you know what I'm saying, like, I like rocking with Penn, Tech, mm-hmm. of course, you know, they're people that inspire me, Swave, like, mm-hmm. having him on the Mo Danger album was dope, because he's just like, he's a monster, my boy right. CF, you know what I'm saying, we've been rocking since Jersey City days. So now we rocking on stages together. The Circle. There's just so many folks. You know, Jay Arch. My man G.I. Joe is rapping now. So it's like, you know, there's so many people who come in to care. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Ott been rocking together for years. So it's like, it's dope that my favorite people that I listen to is within my camp. And then also, right. You know, there's some youngins coming up called Negros Americanos that everybody needs to check out. And I've known these brothers for a long time. And, like, being able to put in work with them and see them grow over the years has been great. Majesty, Baron. It's mad people. Like, I love the fact that, like, I don't have to go to corporate America for my music. I just got to own my phone and be like, yo, what's the new shit you got? Send it over, dude. You know, and then production-wise, I mean, working with Craig Ripp over the years, like, really he's done some of my favorite records that I've ever worked on. You know, he did Prayer of a Sinner. He did 15 Minutes. You know, we've done so much work together. We got a joint on this album called Father's Day. That's really, really, really deep record to me. And he played the hell out of them keys on that joint. Like, he's one of the few people I know that still got access to a Rhodes. So he got that old vintage sound. I call him Steve Nash. You know what I'm saying? Because he's Canadian and he'd be hooking brothers up. He'd be giving the assist. You know what I mean? So that's Steve Nash right there, man. No,
right. That's a lot.
I keep going. You gotta stop me. That's a lot of people.
I gotta stop you. That's a lot of people. I'm gonna get into some of your music now.
Shout out to
guys. Oh, so many more people. You guys support Hassan Salam. He's doing wonderful things. I gotta have you back on the show to like maybe do another part because there's so much more I want people to know about you.
Let's do another one when the album drops.
Yeah, I like that. And then we'll come back with part two. There'll be the series of Who is Hassan Salam, you guys. We're going to get into the MC side of Hassan today, though, and we're going to get into some music. It's Bodega Fresh with your girl, Nadine. My guest, Hassan Salam. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Yeah. Hassan Salam. Music is my weapon. Peace to all the supporters out there. But I just want y'all to know this is a motherfucking preview, you understand? Life in Black and White. The third album of the trilogy is coming real soon. A whole nother plateau. So all y'all motherfuckers that's out there that's making that bullshit need to start running and hiding.
DJ Insight.
It go. Music's my weapon. Ain't no half-stepping. Die for the cause. Word to star, moon pressing. Life keep testing, so I count my blessing. Vote for freedom in your next election. It go. Music's my weapon. Ain't no half-stepping. Die for the cause. Word to star, moon pressing. Life keep testing, so I count my blessing. Vote for freedom in your next election. Said I don't just write rhymes, y'all, I breathe light. Bring words through triple darkness, make them stand upright. I break night in my lab with my pen and my pad. As my thoughts travel the path of the tribe of Shabazz. The Lord spoke through me, so rap beats just don't move me. Could give a fuck about Tony Montana, Scarface is just a movie. If you truly wanted to know what to do with your Uzi, you'd be studying the movements of Asada and Huey. For the power, sir, Cindy got on my drums, licking shots like Babatunde Alatunji. Game and slipped the roofie. Fucked over, left for dead. They claim they used to love her, but they treat her like a groupie. I'm both the sinner and the Sufi. Keep one in the chamber for the pigs who won't instruct me. Absolute power still corrupts absolutely. So I'm bucking at the system. Freedom hammer brings truly. Yo, music's my weapon. Ain't no half-stepping. Die for the cause. Word to star, moon pressing. Life keep testing, so I count my blessing. Vote for freedom in your next election. It go, music's my weapon. Ain't no half-stepping. Die for the cause. Word to star, moon pressing. Life keep testing, so I count my blessings. Vote for freedom in your next election.
Check. See, people keep asking me about this. Music is my weapon, movement. And I try to let them know that this shit didn't start with me. See, we've been using music as a weapon for 500 years here in this wilderness of North America. You know, ever since we was brought over on those slave ships, those talking drums came with us. See, the griot was the first MC. And the spirituals that we sang on the plantation combated slavery. And that blues music in the Mississippi Delta that was born was fighting against them Jim Crow laws.
taking shots at the oppressor for 500 years with our music. It's always been a weapon, always been our tool. You understand? See, we've been fighting against slavery. We've been fighting against that overseer. We've been fighting against those Klan members and those police officers that got them white sheets under their blue uniforms, man. So when I say music is my weapon, I'm using my weapon to fight for freedom, justice, and equality. Peace to all my peoples out there. Walk on water, keep striving and surviving. Hassan Salon, music is my weapon. It's my weapon.
To the heavens and I breathe them in. I know you got a story written for me better than anything that I could pen. Well, imagining, imagine how I put you on hold. Let me pencil in, time for the reverent. Present is precious, yet I left your gift unopened like it never sent. Didn't read the card with the packaging like a kid. I deserve what I get, look at what I did. I treated my true love like an irritant. You picked me while I was picking some insignificant cats that could never compare to your magnificence. Everyone pales when they're next to your presence and essence of man. You encompass all of them, time's infinite. You are my one true religion and I promise to be faithful. Wait now, listen. I know I cheated on you before, but that was different. Didn't know what I wanted then, that was then, this is now. I am definite, you define my fulfillment. Everything I need in my life, you be giving it. Cliche sounding like a mercenary reference. Actions speak louder than a thousand sentences. What can I do to prove to you I'm serious? I have learned a hard lesson, point blank, period. Dash in the semicolon, comma, and the rest of it. I will not rest till you accept forgiveness for me. Let me pay penance or whatever for your blessing. It's not about earning you back, I know I can't. But my life feel empty without you in it, that's a fact. Take my life in your hands, I'll follow all your plans. I know you love me more than I love myself. And that's deep, you find satisfaction in meeting my needs. I'll meet you halfway, love come down please. Come on.
Love come down please. Wanna feel your presence, won't you shower me? I don't wanna walk through this world alone. If you lead the way then I will follow.
If you send me, I'll follow.
Love come down please. Wanna feel your presence, won't you shower me?
God damn, been a while since we spoke. Almost to the point where I lost all hope. Whispers from them snakes had me thinking we broke. So then I drowned all my sorrows down the head and get smoke. My coping mechanism started clouding my vision. Trying to forget your name and the hate of other women. Taught me the difference of spiritual and religion. They told me on Sundays, you're 24-7. Blessed is thy womb, symbolic to the earth. A true resurrection, a life and rebirth. You've seen everything from my best to my worst. And it's a sin that I never truly put you first. My search was over before it started. You were always there, even though it was I who had departed. Pulled me out of hell, when for grace I fell. My soul is always yours, it wasn't mine to sell. That's gospel, gotta be, no technology. They after your body, it's all idolatry. Your 99 plus 1 qualities embody the truth, freedom, justice, equality. My queen, my moon, Isis so soon. Mother nature quakes typhoons and tunes. Since plantation escaped the jump rooms. Took 2 steps to my one. Made an oasis out the slums and reflected the sun. On a daughter and son, never said it more true. I honor your name, that's love, I do, I do.
There's no left without right, and no day without night. So what can I do? There's no me without you. Yeah, yeah. There's no love without right, and no talk without right. So what can I do? I found no me without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love come down, please. Wanna see your presence, won't you shower?
Come on,
I don't wanna walk through this world alone. If you lead the way, then I will follow.
If you lead the way,
love come down, please. Wanna see your presence, won't you shower?
I'll show you how you appreciate you. going on, y'all? It's your girl, Lyra Jones, holding it down for the real artists worldwide. And I'm listening to Bodega Fresh with my homegirl, Nadine Michelle. Yeah.
Zoned out at the edge of the stage, I see you in the back, steady trying to remember your name. Those the same green eyes that I recall when I had the microphone here last fall. So a full four seasons, nothing sweet when you sleep for no reason. Spit the last bar and barely still breathing. Blink twice, I'm not believing you in the crowd. It's getting loud and people leaving. I look around, don't see you. After the pics with fans, still don't see you. Peace to my band, they talking about Waffle House and after hour plans. Why the strange coincidence, I'm trying to comprehend. Collecting my dividends, scan the 529 back before they expanded. Upon my exit, a black coupe pulled in front the venue. A dark scent turned to green eyes with a side smile on the menu. Even remember the time, it was 10 past 2. Before I knew it, I was chilling in your passenger. That ill magnetic, the law of attraction first. You was a gentleman, drove me to my car right around the block at Glenwood and Joseph's behind the crosswalk. You parked, I stopped to grin, she was nervous and curious, cause shit, you could work for Secret Service. So while you following me, I asked, homie laugh, you an artist baby, all your shows are on blast. I chuckled, we both knew that it was different. Same as before, I felt my heartbeat shifting. When I used to hear that in songs, it sounded corny. But when it's real, it make you crazy till the next morning. Now we sitting here, adorning, getting overwhelmed, a little horny. You say till Christmas, you'll be still touring. I locked your math, and this time, you did the same, then reassured me. Quality time when you return, gave me a forehead kiss that made my whole body yearn.
Just a touch, yeah. Love, a little bit.
Your girl Nadine, Bodega Fresh on 6 Minute Radio, first Sunday of the month, first and third Sundays, that's when I come on. I want to send a special shout out to my guest tonight, Hassan Salam, MC, community activist, and also first guest in the series Inside the Bodega, or in the back of the bodega. I really haven't made up my mind on what I want to call it, but yet and still, part two to that interview with Hassan Salam, because there are some things you may not know about the MC brother himself. the God MC is going to come back and tell you a little bit about that when his album gets released. I think it's later on this month. I don't know why I'm thinking April 22nd, but it's going to be on Viper Records. So look out for that. It's entitled Life in Black and White. God MC is doing his thing and still doing community activism. So check him out and support his causes. In the background, you got a little Stormy Weather by none other than the ever talented, just always doing something, whether it's directing movies, writing music, painting, acting, the fabulous MC Mr. Complex. Want to give a special salute and happy birthday to my homie. His birthday was last night. Thanks for inviting me. I'm glad that I'm able to share in these extra special moments with you, my brother. You are doing your thing, and I'm always supporting you. So if you want to see Mr. Complex, he'll be at end of the week tonight. That's at 10 p.m. at Pyramid. That's going to start, so check him out. He's going to be maybe doing What's in the Background, Stormy Weather. Maybe not. Who knows? But you want to see his new and latest, check him out tonight at end of the week. What are some of the things I wanted to let you guys know? Next week when I come back on the show with Bad C for Six Man Radio, we're going to take a little bit of a shift and really focus on some of the things that are going on in our community as African Americans and touch on police brutality. Our guest will be Leon Ford. And just a little background about that, Leon was stopped at a typical traffic stop, you know, just a regular basic traffic stop, and for some oddball reason turned into the biggest nightmare of his life. Ended up getting shot 4 times by the cops in the torso and being paralyzed, and his trial is coming up next month. So check us out next Saturday, 7:30, where we'll be talking to Leon Ford and all about his trial, his upcoming trial in Pittsburgh, which is still very much a segregated city. So we're going to touch on all those things, and we're going to really get into it. So that's going to be a special show next Saturday on Six Man Radio, where we're talking about police brutality and the targeting of our black men in their communities. So tune in for that, you guys. Yeah, I know, a little different, right? So tune in for that. I want to send a special shout out as well to Azar. That's my girl doing her thing. Without Azar, I wouldn't even know Hasan Salam, so I definitely want to say salute to Azar and the whole fam over there doing their thing. Next guest, I don't know who the next guest is going to be, but you're just going to have to really tune in on the third Sunday of this month. It could be so many different people that I have in mind to feature for you, but, you know, I'm going to pleasantly surprise you and bring you really dope artists, indie artists on the circuit doing their thing. So tune in for the third Sunday of the month. Salute to all Aries. It's Aries season. I got my birthday coming up this Wednesday, so it'll be pretty dope. Aries season is just always great. I guess I say that because I'm an Aries myself, but I love being an Aries. It's pretty cool, pretty cool. Salute to all my fellow Aries out there. And what I'm going to do is get into a little bit more music. Oh, also want to say what's up to Lyric Jones. I played Magnetic, which is her new joint with the producer Illustrate. And she's got a new album coming out later on this month called Trail Mix. Love, so check that out when it drops. And Magnetic, that was fire, girl. You always come in with some serious, serious heat, and I'm so glad that I'm able to bring you that heat, you guys. So Magnetic by Lyric Jones. Also play a little King Kong Love by, again, Mr. Complex. Mr. Complex, my boy. And before I leave you guys, I'm going to play a little new music from De La Soul. They just dropped a kind of a mixtape, I guess, tribute to Dilla. And what I'm going to do now is get into Marvin Gaye, which is on their new release, tribute to Dilla, and check that out. Also want to give a salute to DJ Strike, who brought you the mix at the top half of the hour. Dope set, DJ Strike. Check him out. DJ for De La Soul when Maceo is not around. Also DJ for Black Sheep and Evertan, Butter Versus, all kinds of artists. So guys, the artists out there, you need a DJ to really do your thing and tour DJ. You got a nice budget, check out DJ Strike. He's doing big things, and you'll see about his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram. That's DJ Strike. Check him out, y'all. So we're going to get into Marvin Gaye by De La Soul, and I'll see you guys on the third Sunday. Well, you'll hear me. You won't see me. But yeah, check me out. You can see me still. Check out Bodega Fresh on Facebook, and I am on Instagram at Sugar9 and Twitter at Sugar9 as well. Follow me, you guys, and I'll see you on that third Sunday. Later!
Ooh, baby, I'm hot just like an oven. I need some loving. And baby, I can't hold it much longer. It's getting stronger and stronger. And when I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing is something that's good for me. Whenever blue teardrops are falling and my emotional stability is leaving me, there is something I can do. I can get on the telephone and call you up, baby. And honey, I know you'll be there to relieve me. The love you give to me will free me. If you don't know the thing you're feeling, oh, I can tell you, darling, that it's sexual healing. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Cause you do it right.
Right. Greetings, girl. Welcome to this world of Fraser right up the bat. Today's the age you're about to run it top state, so wipe your lottoes on the mat. Hip-hop love, this is, and don't mind when I quiz your involvement before the sun. And I know you already know the name, cause my name's Plug One. Don't have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. We're gonna get
sexual.
Yeah, sexual right behind the bush. You stay with me, well I know this. Not because of all my earthly treasures, but regardless to the fact that I'm Plug One, baby, I'm gonna love you till the sun, baby.
Baby, I got sick this morning. A sea was storming inside
of
me.
Moving.
Baby, I think I'm capsizing. The waves are rising and rising. Healing is good. Makes the meat so fine. It's such a rush. Helps to relieve the mind. And it's good for
the
sexual healing, baby. It's good for me. Sexual healing is something that's good for me. And it's good for me. And it's so good to me. And it's good to me. And it's so good to me. And it's good to me. And it's so good to me, my baby. Longer.
Body moving.
Man.
Radio.